The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
On the same note of some really heavy topics that are happening around this holiday season, the former Golden Bachelor, Gary Turner, shared one of the final straws in his relationship. It's actually a really devastating diagnosis that he got. So Gary shared that he was recently diagnosed with an incurable cancer right before he split with his wife that he was only married to for 4 months. They had this big televised wedding. It was, really sweet to see these two people get married later in life. And then I think people were really heartbroken to see that their marriage ended. And they had pushed it off on the idea of like, well, we can't really figure out how to mesh our lifestyle. She lives here, I live here, but it looks like now that it has more to do with his health journey. So he said nearly 8 months after they announced their marriage was ending, he's ready to finally talk about it. He said, there's a topic I haven't wanted to talk about until now, as Teresa and I were trying very hard to find our lifestyle and where we were going to live and how we were going to make our life work. I was unfortunately diagnosed with cancer. So it's a bone marrow cancer that apparently has a very long and complicated name. So I'm not going to try and butcher it. But there's a 5-year survival rate for it. So basically what he says is, when you get that kind of diagnosis and you're trying to figure out this marriage that doesn't really seem to be working, you've got to put it on the back burner and just spend these last 5 years the way that you want to. Like, you've got to make the most out of those 5 years. So he basically said there's no cure for it. So he had to reprioritize his life and he wanted his life to continue as normal as possible. He said that led me to believing that meant spending more time with my family, my two daughters, my two son-in-laws, and my granddaughters, and apparently not his now ex-wife.
Wow. I mean, that's devastating news, but I think what all of us listening can take from this, who do have our health, don't wait until you get diagnosed with cancer to make a shift in those priorities.
Yeah.
I feel like that right there is a shining message of we should all at some point sit down and take a hard look at our life and be like, what is serving me? What is not serving me? And take action. And instead of waiting for a terminal diagnosis to make that decision, because you can make that change now.
So let me give the other side of this also, and I was going to hold this off till Monday, but hell, here we are. And we're kind of having a bummer couple of minutes, so I might as well just throw on top of it rather than save it for another time.
Hey, let's not be a little bit sad. Let's be a lot of bit sad.
Let's just pile on emotionally right now.
We are so this show is so jacked up right now.
If you're going to do it.
Look, I just wanted to give a little advice in listening to what Kristen was saying. I sincerely was going to do this either later in the show or Monday. But in my world, I have a couple of very close friends that just lost parents. And either it was a very tumultuous relationship they had with their mothers, or they were totally and completely estranged from their mothers. Moms has recently passed away, and they are now living with the regrets and living with the decision of not picking up the phone and just calling. Now, I don't take this kind of advice lightly because, as you guys know, if you listen to The Burt Show at all, I come from a history of estrangements. My dad sucked at being a dad. My mom sucked at being a mom. Anytime you get in an argument with anybody in our family, they cut you off for years. So I am a product of that. So I know what it's like to cut off somebody. There's a gravitational pull to always go back to that person. And you can try and try again. And when it hurts at some point or another, you're like, this is too toxic. I am not doing it anymore. One of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make in my life. However, I can also tell you this, that when my dad ended up really, really sick, I used the end of his life looking at it as my guiding force. And even though my dad didn't give me crap when I was younger, and might not have quote unquote deserved it, I wanted to look myself in the eyes and say, I handled this relationship right. When he passes in a couple of months, in a couple of years, I want to look at myself and I want to say I did the right things. And I did that with my dad. And I'm telling that story because I'm watching one of my best friends right now have a completely and totally different outcome in her relationship with her mom. And it's breaking my heart as I'm telling it, because she's a really good person. But she comes from a family where her mom did not know how to be a mom. They had a falling out or a couple of falling outs. They were very different. And she didn't talk to her mom for 13 years. Her mom's birthday was last Friday. And she had thoughts, you know what, like, gosh, maybe I should just call her. It's my mom's birthday. And she didn't. And mom passed away on Monday.
Damn.
So there she's been for the last 3 or 4 days wondering, like, should I have picked up the phone? I mean, could it have hurt one more time? Maybe that would have been the one call that got us back together. And now there is no option. So what Kristen is saying is, look, don't wait until you're sick in order to make the call. I'm saying don't wait until they are gone. It is too late. I know how much it hurts, and I know how much courage it takes, because you've been hurt time and time again by this person, but do it one more time so you can look at yourself in the face and just say, I know from my standpoint, I did everything I could before this person passed away.
Mm. That's deep.
That's really good. Thanks for that, Bird. Well, Elton John is speaking out about one of the most controversial topics in the country. And he says, if our government does this, it's going to be one of the greatest mistakes of all time. I'll explain on your next E-Buzz on The Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
Our producer, Rebecca, will now save us from the dark hole we were heading down.
Pull us out, Rebecca. Pull us out.
Help me.
Here I am. Time to be silly.
All right, what do we got today?
Well, a lot happened in 2024. It was kind of a crazy year for pop culture. A lot went down. If you need a rapid fire pop culture recap, yeah. I have one right here.
Okay.
I do need to take a sip of water for this.
There's a lot.
It's a lot.
Hydrate.
I tend to remember the things that happened the last 3 weeks and then nothing that happened like that January or February or March. It feels like it was years ago.
Well, let's see if you remember any of this. We antagonized Elmo on Twitter. Taylor made her Super Bowl debut. Bennifer disbanded. Wee Wee Olympics. Ray Gunn slayed. Chapel Roan laid down because she canceled a lot of shows. Kendrick ended Drake. Someone went pew pew at the president. Blake Lively wilted. Sabrina's ex sipped bathwater. Moo Dang was born. Cowboy Carter. Brat Summer. Rat Summer with the Challengers boys. Pommel Horse Guy. Big boobies on Bridgerton. And one man looked a lot like Timothée Chalamet. But most importantly, a baby wanted to go to the Four Seasons Orlando. And don't get me started on Wicked.
What was the baby in the Orlando one?
The Four Seasons baby. Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando? Me!
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's the mascot of 2024, in my humble opinion.
Okay.
So, a lot of unexpected stuff, which makes me wonder what could go down in 2025, which is why I've given all of you a little homework assignment, because I want to start the Burt Show's pop culture prediction bingo.
Okay.
I have asked all of you to come in with your pop culture prediction for the next year.
One?
You can do as many as you want.
I got three.
Oh, okay, wow. Overachiever. Hello.
I think there's going to be some overlap here, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Should I go first?
Go ahead.
Okay. I say MGK and Megan Fox will get married.
What?
Yep. Married.
They
wow.
will
okay.
get married next year. They are broken up now, but they're having this baby. They're going to get soft for each other, and they're going to go, oh, isn't it, this baby's going to make it all better.
Isn't it someone else's baby? Or is it MGK's baby?
Oh, it's his baby.
It's his baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She got all upset.
That would be even more wild.
That's why I was like, I don't know, bro. But yeah, that makes sense.
Is that your prediction? That
no,
is not his
no.
baby. I think I'm probably stealing this one from you, Abby.
No. Don't say it. Let her have it.
Okay, all right. Then I only have two. And the second one will be TikTok will not be going away in 2025.
I just saw a headline that begs to differ.
Yeah, I know. They're going to have to bang this thing up to the Supreme Court. It's going to take a while. You're going to have lawyer after lawyer. Now 2026, that might be a different deal. I'm just saying for 1 year, hold on to it tightly. Okay.
Okay. So I'll take back what was mine originally. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get oddly specific with this, but because Selena Gomez just got engaged, I think probably Taylor Swift, maybe in a little bit in her feels, I'm predicting in 2025 a Tavis engagement. But when they announce it, it's going to be a black and white photo with a close up of the ring. And it's going to have some kind of caption that is a lyric from one of her songs, something along those lines. And on the other pop girly side, completely different in terms of relationships as well. Sabrina Carpenter just went through a very traumatic breakup. Allegedly, Barry Keoghan cheated on her. Very public breakup. And what do girls do every time they go through a very public and traumatic breakup? They do something drastic to their appearance. Mm-hmm. Now, Sabrina Carpenter already has bangs. So how do we jump that? I think she's probably going to do something crazy. I think she's going to get like a boob job or something. She's going to go through some kind of physical transformation that shows him up and says, look at me. I'm Sabrina Carpenter, and look what you missed out on.
Mm-hmm.
Those
okay.
are my two.
Let's go back to your original. That's the one I had also.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you get one of the three right, do you get credit for all of them?
One of the...
Yeah, because you said they're going to get engaged. You said they're going to do it via a picture that is just her ring
uh-huh.
with some kind of Easter egg or a lyric from one of her songs.
Well, the other two depend on the first one happening. So if I get the fact that they get engaged right, I feel like I get the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking they're getting engaged also.
All right, let's see. I got a few myself. One, I think Rihanna is going to give us new music.
That is the boldest prediction of all time.
I feel like it's going to happen. I don't know why, but I have a feeling. It may just be a song. It may be a single. It may not be an album, but I think she's going to give us a new song.
Okay. We're going to get a new baby before we get new music.
That's probably very true. It's going to be a couple babies.
Has she been hinting at it at all?
No.
None.
She's straight up said, I'm done. I don't want to do it. But I don't know. I just have this feeling like before it's all said and done, she's going to at least give us one more.
Okay.
I think Drake is going to do something drastic. I think he's really, like, I really think he's down bad right now with his back to the wall. And I think he's tired of the world bullying him. And I don't know how he's going to try to defend himself, but I think he is. And I don't think it's going to go well.
Okay. I hope it's not in a courtroom because he's lost all credibility.
And I think that's why he's going to try to make some kind of comeback. And probably the biggest of the three, I don't know why I feel this way either, but I have a feeling Beyonce might retire.
No,
what?
She's not here.
Didn't she just win like Country Music Artist of the Year last night some award show?
I think she might step away. I think she might go to Rihanna route and step away from making music. Wow. I mean, I don't think she's going to like retire from obviously just doing Beyonce things. But
Beyonce can't retire from Beyonce.
She can't retire from being Beyonce. But music, I could see her saying, I think I'm done.
No, doesn't she have to put out Act 3? Aren't people like speculating that it's either going to be a gospel or like a rock and roll album? She can't retire before that. Wrong!
I don't think you are wrong.
Yeah, I think he's right.
And I think it's going to have to do with the Jay-Z stuff
I
also.
I do, too.
I think they're all just going to like, time to back out. No press conferences, no public appearances until this whole thing clears up with Jay-Z.
That's exactly what I think is going to happen.
All right, so looking into my little pop culture crystal ball, I have three predictions. The first is I think Ariana Grande and her little munchkin man are going to break up.
Fuck. Bach.
Yeah.
I want to build on yours.
Okay.
Not only are they going to break up, it's going to come out that Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande had a fling.
Oh, damn.
That's good.
Damn. And we knew it as soon as she held that finger.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's weird. What it was.
You wouldn't do that to Lena.
I don't know who Lena is.
That's her partner.
Yeah, she would.
All right, so that takes care of Ariana Grande. Then next, when it comes to Diddy, he is going to be found so guilty and get sentenced to so many years in prison.
Mm-hmm. Under the prison.
And then the last...
It feels like you're caressing a butt.
Yeah,
with your hand motions.
No, this is my crystal ball. Oh, it's not like a ball. What did you think I was doing?
Right? Damn, Bart. She rubbing that thing.
Damn, Bart. That's crazy.
That is the biggest crystal. That's a crystal globe.
My balls are big, all right?
They are, man.
You might want to have a doctor check that out.
And then my last prediction.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, Britney Spears is going to continue to post weird dancing videos on her Instagram.
That's pretty safe right there.
I thought so.
All right, put him in a time capsule. Next year this time, we'll take a look at him and find out who was right and who was wrong, okay?
Love it.
The Burt Show.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Let's all get an update from Tommy here in just a couple of seconds about our 48 mini miracles that we have asked you guys to help out with over the course of, what, 3 days now? Proposity, this app that we have teamed with here, it's a nonprofit app that has vetted different families all around Atlanta through social workers. So these are families that really, really, really need the help. And we've been telling you guys that there were 48 families that we identified that really you can use Christmas miracles in the smallest of ways. The one that keeps popping into my mind is the family that needs hoodies.
The oversized hoodies, because it was like to help with anxiety in the kids.
Yeah, and there were 48 of them just like that. We weren't asking for $1,000 for each family. This family might just need, it was a couple of those infant gyms. Remember,
yes.
We had a mom that was living in a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. She's got two kids, and all she needed were those little gyms for the kids to distract them for everything going on so she could get some work done also. Oh, wow. That was going to cost like $35 or $40. So there were these little itty-bitty items that, if you're listening now, maybe the perspective is that you would never even assume that would be a Christmas item. But for these families, that's all they wanted. They're just trying to get by. And there were 48 families, and we were asking you guys to go ahead and let's see how many we could fill. The total amount of cash, I think, we were looking for to complete all of these 48 mini miracles was $14,000.
Mm-hmm.
$14,000, we thought was doable.
We thought it was doable. I mean, we knew it was still like a big ask. But this is your all's fault, because every time we come to you with a need, you go over and beyond to fulfill it. So we're like, well, after what we saw with what you guys did for our breaking and entering family, we're like, yeah, we can help out these 48 other families with these mini miracles. You guys got this.
The first 24 hours, you guys handled like a third of it.
Yep.
And the second 24 hours, you guys were busting booty also.
Yeah, we were down to like, of all the 300 plus, there was only like 100 needs left that needed to be fulfilled.
Mm. Tom, you want to take it from here?
Yep. We started with 329 total needs for our 48 mini miracles. And like Chris has said, we had 104 left as of yesterday, shooting for a goal of about $14,000. Late last night, I get an email from Garrett from Proposity.
What up, Garrett?
And he says,
sorry, why you gotta say it like that?
That I don't know.
Garrett?
That was weird. I'm sorry. You want to try again? No, I'm good. I'm good.
And this email is referring to our day yesterday. Well, it looks like today you may have had your biggest day yet.
Okay. Mm.
In terms of you, the Burt Show community's giving to help families, you've now hit, and remember our goal was like 327 wishes. You've now hit 436 wishes.
Wow. Okay. Shut up. Okay.
Our goal, $14,000. We've met 17,120 in giving.
I want to cry.
Of that $17,120, we received more than, and this number is included in this $17,000, we've received more than $6,000 in Give More contributions over the last couple of days, including one very, very generous one yesterday that was applied to all the needs.
Oh.
That single donation yesterday, y'all, $5,500.
Wow.
One donation.
Oh, thank you, Richie.
So, Burt Show team, there are 1,120 team members. And some of those still remain anonymous because not everybody gave their name for the team.
What exactly is a team member?
When you go onto Proposity, you have to sign up as a Burt Show team member, and then that allows you to see the list of what is available and what you can purchase for our needs. And the Burt Show team now has met, including our breaking and entering family, where we met 402 needs, total number of needs and wishes met, 844. The total amount given, this is with our breaking and entering family and our 48 mini miracle families, $42,265. Burt Show fam, you did that.
I am like beside myself. That is incredible. Man. You guys
are incredible.
There's a lot of people that need that. There's a lot of people that need
that. You just provided so many smiles this Christmas. And I mean, I'm at a loss. That is just phenomenal.
Now, the last thing I will say, this is a time for the Burt Show fam to celebrate, of course. But
another 300 families.
No, but as you can imagine, for Proposity, this is the time of year where like last minute requests come in. So we're going to leave up the link. If you missed the boat and you weren't able to be a part of this and you want to give this holiday season, we're going to leave it up.
That makes sense.
But we have met the goal, and as these last minute folks come in and you want to help them, just go to thebirdshow.com.
I want to say this again, and I always seem to say this, that when we do these things, and I've been doing this now on The Burt Show for 24 years, and there has never been one time where you guys didn't come through. Every single time you guys have come through, and this was no different, yet it's extraordinary, and I do not want us ever to take that for granted. What you guys just did for 48 families all around Atlanta, plus our initial family, truly, truly, truly is life-changing. So we got to thank you guys.
Thank you.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So, I need something to do over the weekend with the family. You know, Amanda and this whole get the family together thing around the holidays thing. Boy, this is a nuisance. So, after the holiday party tonight, I have been assigned the duty to figure out what all of us, me, my kids, her kid, one of my best friends, Amy, is coming into town also. She suggested the Atlanta Botanical Gardens.
Yes. Yes. That's our tradition. We do it every year. We're doing it next Tuesday with the Wires. We love it so much.
Yes, it's sold out Saturday. because I just started looking yesterday. Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, okay, you know what? It says premium tickets. Because if you get like a regular ticket, it's sold out. But a premium ticket, they got room for you guys. And I found out why. Because the whole family would be about $750. So we're going to do something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't know what that is. So if you guys wanted to DM me on Instagram with some where great holiday lights are, you know what? If we could stay inside, none of us like the cold, stay inside, do one of them little drivey things. I don't think they do it at Lake Lanier anymore where you drive through the lights. So one of those or a neighborhood, something where we can all hang out and celebrate in Atlanta. You'd really help me out. What?
Well, I had one, but then you said inside. But
it doesn't necessarily.
If you wanted a foray into the outer world, Illuminites at the Atlanta Zoo is incredible.
What is that?
We went last year. They have all these. It's like lanterns. It's like Christmas light lanterns and displays of animals. Like we're talking like huge lit up dragons and panda bears. And you go at night and they do sell adult beverages, but also hot. I think they sell adult beverage. We might brought that ourselves and dumped it in the hot cocoa.
No, but they do. They have alcohol at zoo events.
Do so they?
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Brew at the zoo.
Right. All I know is my friend Wynn brought some peppermint schnapps and we loaded up our hot cocos. But it's so gorgeous and it's unlike any other light show that I've been to. So it's not just like the twinkling fairy lights. It's like these huge lanterns. Like think like Chinese lantern or Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
And the big old hands down, highly recommend it, and it's super family friendly. So Asa, 3-year-old, would love it, all the way up to like your 17-year-old.
Hayden's older than that. Oh, yeah. And what's it called again?
Illuminites.
Okay, and it sounds close enough to Illuminati that Hayden would be into it. Tommy.
Two things. One, if the zoo doesn't come up with an event for adults and call it Get Zooted with alcohol. They're missing out.
That's going to be our event at the zoo. Yes.
And then two, I just saw this, Bert, and I know your boys would be into it, not so much the little one, but I just saw, and I know how you love to travel OTP, and this is way OTP, but up near Helen, Georgia, they have this thing called the Georgia Mountain Coaster. Have you heard of this thing?
Is that a roller coaster?
It's like this thing you get in and it takes you up the mountain. And you go down, it's a single car ride.
Yeah.
It only goes 27 miles per hour. But let me tell you something. On video, this thing flies.
Yeah, but you remember, he broke his tailbone bobsledding.
No.
Tommy was in the bobsled with me.
I just told that story to somebody. But this looks like, it looked like the seats are padded. And you sit in one thing yourself and you go down and it's like twisty turny and you're going through wilderness. It looks awesome.
Okay. All right. That would be great, except I don't know that the 4-year-old can get in that thing.
Yeah.
So, but that would be a great qualification because we'd have to be in the car together all talking, which apparently Amanda thinks is important. Yeah. But okay.
They do have those big steins of beer in Helen though. So,
okay.
Speaking of steins of beer, Christ Kindlmarkt is really fun too. It's like a German Christmas shop, kind of. They have two locations. There's one in Buckhead and one somewhere else. It's a little more low key.
You know, Kristen's giving the I just smelled the fart look.
Oh, my kids loved it. The little kids loved it. For the adults, it's like they have some cool shops and they have beer, but my kids loved running around from stall to stall.
The food was good.
Okay.
The food was good.
Okay.
Don't be a hater, Kristen.
I'd go to a restaurant for that. We could do that at Chick-fil-A. That sounds great. All right, Abby, so you've been there. I've heard about it over the course of the last couple of weeks, but you've been there.
Uh-huh. I've been there, done that, and I'm going back. In fact, I went back twice yesterday because I had such a good time the first time, and I feel like I am here to spread the good news of the gospel of the Buckhead Publix that just opened up.
Do they have a bar?
They have a bar.
They have
several bars. So
is this the one that's on Peachtree in like Piedmont? Used to be called the Disco Kroger?
Yes.
Okay.
It's across the street from like Real Tacos and Twin Peaks, I think, down by Buckhead Church.
So the history of this place is back in the day, I believe it was a club. It was a disco, right? And then they changed it to a Kroger, but they kept like the one disco ball in there. So everybody referred to it as the Disco Kroger. And now it's expanded.
It's expanded and everybody is going. I mean, it's like the thing to do in your 20s now. Every person in Atlanta has posted on their TikTok that they have gone to the Buckhead Publix. And let me tell you, Atlanta's hottest club is the Buckhead Publix. This place has everything. Crypto bros on their lunch break. Buckhead housewives high on lithium. Me sitting at the bar with a glass of Pinot Noir waiting for a man to approach me. I went twice yesterday. So I went yesterday. I'm telling you, this place is lit. So I went yesterday to grab some lunch because they have several hot food bars. So you
sub sandwiches, you can't, like Publix subs, everybody raves.
Mm-hmm. Wow. They're so good.
Got to get a Publix chicken tender sub, but they also have like a Publix, it's not a Chipotle, but they have like a Publix Chipotle where you can get a burrito bowl. They have a pasta bar. They have a pizza bar. They have a hot vegan cookie bar. They have an actual bar. They have a smoothie bar. This place has bars for days. So I went,
I got a smoothie while I was there. I got some lunch. I got a cookie. I got a Biscoff donut, a cookie butter donut.
That sounds I had one of those for the first time in Chicago last week from a place called Stan's. It's amazing.
So good. And I wandered. I got my yogurt that I have every day. So I got my grocery shopping done. I looked. Everything is so squeaky clean and new. You don't feel like you're going to catch some like venereal disease from one of the carts from like one of them old Publixes. They have They have self-checkout lanes. I have to tell you, the Publix that's closest to me, the bane of my existence, is seeing those long lines and having to make small talk. The fact that they have a self-checkout lane makes me so happy. The only downside about this place is that it is so freaking lit that you might have to wait a little bit for parking.
And that's a huge parking lot.
It's
this,
a big
this radio
parking
station
lot.
Used to be right across the street from that.
And so when you pull, I hated that parking lot. Like I was never able to find a spot. So it makes me wonder, like I can totally understand how parking would be like problematic.
Well, when I moved here, everybody warned me about Atlanta traffic, but nobody warned me that every parking lot I go to, even if it's just like a Publix, I'm going to be fighting for my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you go there, definitely budget some time or go during like an off hour. Like I went at like 10:30 yesterday and I was able to find a singular parking spot, but it's definitely bumping in there. So if you see me sitting at Poor's having a Pinot Noir on like a Wednesday at 2 p.m., mind your damn business.
All right, we got a couple of seconds here, but this one's really important.
Yes, we want to acknowledge one of our Burt's Big Adventure kiddos, Solomon, because yesterday Solomon got to ring the bell to signal the end of his treatment. All right, so Burt's Big Adventure posted on their social media, today, sweet Solomon rang the bell. When Solomon was in preschool in 2021, he began experiencing leg pain, mild fevers, and more. After back-to-back doctor visits and blood work, his family received heartbreaking news. Solomon was diagnosed with B-cell ALL leukemia. His journey wasn't easy. Aggressive chemo treatments left him unable to walk for 2.5 months, and he spent every night in his parents' bed. But yesterday, he got to ring that bell.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, it's the best Christmas present ever for him and his family. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One listener that's mad, and it has everything to do with her holiday bonus.
Yeah, it's after I read this email, I'm like, this is like straight out of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, at least what she's dealing with as far as her Christmas bonus goes. So the email reads, I've got a situation at work that has me seeing red. I work at a boutique advertising agency with a small close-knit team, about 20 people. One of the things we've always counted on at the end of the year is a cash bonus. It's not just a nice perk, it's recognition for the long hours, late nights, and creative energy we pour into our work. And for some of us, it's a critical part of budgeting for the holidays and beyond. But now, rumors are swirling that our boss has decided to do away with the cash bonuses entirely this year. Instead, the plan is to give us coupons from our clients.
What? Let's mull this over for a second here.
That's right. No money, just vouchers for services and products we helped sell. I can't tell you how insulting this feels, especially considering the time and effort we've all put in over the year. These quote-unquote bonuses won't pay the rent or buy groceries, and they certainly don't reflect the hard work we've done to grow the business. There's a meeting scheduled today at 4 p.m. where the decision is likely to be announced. Everyone on the team is required to attend, and I will speak my mind. I'm not emailing to be talked out of it. A scene will be made.
Oh, well, I mean, the good news is you'll get zero bonus next year because you won't have a job.
I just need to figure out what kind of scene. This isn't just about me. It's about the principle and fairness for everyone affected. Slightly more, we do have like a vigilante theme, no?
Yeah.
This is my chance to stand up for what's right. Let's go. What do you have?
Okay, so I think I need to know more information here. Like, she's saying that the coupons are for the vendors. What exactly are the coupons? Who are the vendors? And she's saying it's for, like, nothing that they can use in everyday life, though?
Well, so what I took from it, because, like, again, a boutique advertising agency, I don't think she's going to call out the clients that they service. So we don't have a list of the clients, but it's probably, like, 20% off a blow dry or, you get a free cookie with purchase or something. Like, I mean, who knows?
Okay, I just want to throw this into the mix here. I'm not a fan of this, but I just do want to throw this into the mix. Like, does she know what the finances are of the company this year? The economy has sucked. A lot of businesses have taken a hit. Within our industry, there are so many crazy ass cuts over the last couple of months.
I know.
And they love to wait till right before Christmas. That's cool.
There's been a lot of layoffs.
A lot of layoffs in every industry. So is this a gesture from the company that is saying, hey, this is all we can do this year? It certainly looks different than it has in the past. And let me draw this analogy for you also. The family that has done really, really well in the past, and they have had a ton of presents for their kids, falls on really tough times, and then all of a sudden, all they can do is give one or two. But that's all they have. So we don't really know a whole bunch about the finances of this company. Maybe this is a really nice gesture and they're trying to do something rather than nothing.
Spoken like a true business owner.
I'm just saying, look at all of it.
Yeah, I get you. I will say, I was always taught that you don't rely on bonuses. Yeah. They are not part of your salary. It's a bonus. So if you are relying on a bonus to pay for something, I would say that is a misstep. It unless it's part of your contract, it's not on the company. Now, do I agree with it? No, and I have an RV if you want me to be your cousin Eddie, because this is giving National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation Jelly of the Month Club.
Yeah, I mean, bonuses, you're not entitled to them. You know, they're great to have, and I would be upset for sure. Like, I completely understand where she's coming from, especially if it's going towards products you already sell. But at the end of the day, I think trying to make a stand out of it is probably not the best move, and I don't think that's going to go well for you, and it probably won't create the change you think it will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally get the frustration of thinking, okay, I know I'm going to get $10 extra at the end of the year, and I'm really counting on that. And then when you don't plan the best by thinking that maybe that bonus isn't going to happen, that sucks. But I do think the business owners could be a little bit more transparent and just say, hey, I know the bonus thing is going to look a little bit different this year. I know this is kind of a crappy situation, but here's why we're doing it. Because I think when you don't say anything, it just looks like the company's being cheap. Whereas if the owners or the bosses or whatever say, listen, the only reason we're not giving out bonuses this year is because we want y'all to have jobs for the whole year. Mm-hmm. And so the way that we're able to keep your salaries is by not throwing $100,000 or whatever it is at the end of the year. So even though it sucks right now, hopefully we'll have a better financial year next time around, and you'll get a bonus this time next year.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. The transparency would go a really long way, just so long as they knew. Now, if the bosses are still making their $1 million bonuses and they're driving into work in their Jaguars and all that, and you know that is fact, and they're just being super cheap, then I understand that, right?
Yeah, I think for our listener here, you have to wait until you get into the meeting and you hear what your company has to say. And I think you need to have some questions prepared as you go in. Be like, all right, so I need to see the numbers.
Yeah.
I need to understand why this decision. I don't need to understand. Bottom line, I need to understand why this decision was made.
And then create a LinkedIn account because you're going to need it.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm going to say this once and one time only. It is about dang time. Beyonce finally won her first country music category win at the Billboard Music Awards last night. Giddy on up, girls. So Beyonce is taking home an award from the Billboard Music Awards, of course, for Top Country Female Artist. She was nominated for Top Country Female Artist, Top Dance / Electronic Artist, and Top Country Album, but of course took home Top Country Female Artist. So this is a big deal. It was very controversial for her to jump into the country genre this year. A lot of people had a lot to say about it. I think she kicked booty with the album, so it's really nice to finally see her get recognized for all of the hard work she put into that album.
I don't know how it's going to be received in the country world, in the industry. When I did country music, and yeah, I did country music years and years and years ago, it would have been unheard of. People would have been so upset. But I think gradually over the years, there's been that crossover that I don't think there's going to be a lot of fallout.
Can I pull back the curtain a little bit and give you like some like behind the scenes info when it comes to the Billboard Music Awards?
Yes.
All right. So fun fact, the Billboard Music Awards are basically based on stats, right? Like you can't deny how well her album did. And as far as the plays, the streams, the purchases, etc. So they know ahead of time if they won or they didn't, because it's all in the numbers. I know this because years ago when I was interviewing Adam Levine of Maroon 5, it was for our Billboard Music Awards coverage that we were doing, because I think Bert was going to be on the red carpet. We had these interviews in the can that we were playing, and I was asking him a bunch of questions about winning and blah, 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 and how we had made predictions, and Bert had Maroon 5 sweeping, and he hung up on me because he already knew he didn't win any of the awards. But somebody neglected to tell me that. So that year in D.C., when I started sobbing after Maroon 5 hung up on me and a big boss came in and yelled at me, I realized...
Did they really?
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't think I recall that. Who did that?
I'm not going to say names.
Like the upper management, general manager did?
Higher than that. Ooh. Of the company who oversaw programming and set up the interview came in and read me the riot act. Ooh. As far as like my, you know, because he was a friend of Adam. That was my friend.
Now I know who you're talking about.
And I just sat there, and it had been, we had just launched in D.C. It had been a little bit of a rocky weekend.
Launch.
Yes. Yeah. And I sat there and he came in and just berated me. And I just, it was not my finest moment. We discussed this on air back when it happened. And I just started sobbing. I mean, I was a puddle. And I was just, how this person could talk to me like this. And I'm like, I did everything I was supposed to.
Yeah, I don't know what the in was with Maroon 5, but they weren't as huge as they got. And we had access, and I say we, the radio station, and this particular guy that Kristen is talking about, had access to them. So Maroon 5 would play like our Christmas parties, and then they would be like in the lobby playing for employees at the radio station. Maroon 5 is there. Anytime we did anything, Maroon 5 was there, and I think you CB'd that, man.
Yeah, probably. But so you can't deny, that's where I was going with this, apologies. When it comes to country, you have to embrace it, because the numbers are the numbers, man.
And I think that's the beautiful thing about it, because when she set out to do this, I didn't really understand it, but when she said that she wanted to kind of create that space for people to come after her and just for black people to be recognized in country music, I think that's the beauty in it. She doesn't have to care what anyone thinks. She doesn't have to care if they embrace it or not. The numbers don't lie. People do, and you have to accept it.
Uh-huh. And there's no subjectiveness to it, because I do think it's interesting that Beyonce was actually the leading nominee at the 2024 People's Choice Country Awards. She had 12 nominations for that specific award show, but she didn't win a single award. Huh. So like y'all said, like the stats don't lie. Yep. You can't flub any kind of fluff to, you know, for just public opinion, or she's only been in country music technically for a year. It's her first country album. If somebody is going number one, if somebody is making history, like, you got to give them the gold. So shout out to Beyonce for finally taking it home. It's a huge, huge deal. Okay, quickly, this little Elton John story I had planned. Elton John is getting very outspoken about the use of weed. He thinks that legalizing it might be the biggest mistake that our country makes ever. He just did an interview with Time Magazine. This is so random. He said he recently decided to start going to war against marijuana. He said, I maintain that it's addictive. It leads to other drugs. And when you're stoned, and I've been stoned, you don't think normally. legalizing marijuana in America and Canada is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. You make terrible decisions on drugs. It really upsets me thinking back on how many people I probably hurt. So,
isn't he from England?
Yes.
Yeah, shut up.
Don't talk about our country.
It got to be another fight that this man
can leave us alone.
Go back to the UK and sip your tea and eat your crumpets.
You know what? I'm going to demand this from the radio station. We are protesting. We're not playing any of his music.
All right, a Bravo.
No more Elton John.
That's where we draw the line.
That's it.
A Bravo cast member is in handcuffs after cops were called on him for domestic violence. I'm going to give you the rundown on your next eBuzz on The Bird Show.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.